This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Gwen, it's Seniors Week, Seniors Festival in New South Wales. Have you got a message for seniors?
Oh my goodness, Ben, have I got a message. It is so important to keep active. Inactivity is the new smoking, especially during the last 2 years of COVID. We have become a very inactive nation. And, you know, new research has proved that you only need to be active 30 minutes a day to actually change your health journey. I mean, how active have you been today, Ben?
Gwen, you're putting me on the spot there. No. I'll just say less than half an hour, Gwen.
Less than half an hour.
Yes.
And half an hour doesn't seem too much to actually put aside out of your day.
No, it doesn't.
To change your health journey.
But isn't that harder for people, let alone myself, who's not yet in this seniors bracket? But if you're someone who's an older member of our community, Gwen, don't you find there's a lot more obstacles to them getting active?
Well, there can be. And, you know, statistics say that people over the age of 75 do not get enough exercise. There's only 9% of men and 6% of women that get the recommended levels of physical exercise in a day.
Wow.
And it is so vitally important that we actually keep active because it helps reduce our risk of getting dementia. Currently, in Australia alone, we're looking at 250 people a day joining the population of people with dementia. And those numbers are increasing. And I guess the important thing I'd love to get across is that dementia is not a normal sign of aging. Just because you're getting old doesn't mean to say that you are inevitably going to get dementia. You know, there's a very big difference between having a senior moment and actually getting dementia.
Gwen, and is this where Dance Health Alliance came from for you then? You've obviously got a passion for helping seniors become more active and in particular to help fight against dementia. All those things rolled together in Dance Health Alliance?
That is why I am so passionate about it. You know, dance actually ticks all the boxes, physically, mentally, socially, and something that I'm incredibly passionate about, which is creatively. And my question is always that, you know, at what age should you stop being creative? And I don't think there should be a limit. But dance actually helps us to tick all of those exercise boxes that we need. And I'm personally passionate about that because I saw a huge change in my father when he suffered a stroke. And he was only 45 when he suffered the stroke. Mm. And I was started at full-time dancing and theatrical school. I was not a neuroscientist. I was not a doctor. All I knew was that I wanted my dad back to me in his former glory. And I worked with him every day by singing, dancing, reciting poetry. And together, his love for me and my love for him, within a year, he was back on his feet, walking and talking normally. And that was my ignition of my passion to see that the marriage between dance and health was so powerful.
You found that dance and health can go together. It sounds like in your dad's case, it helped him to recover from a stroke. You're saying that help to combat some of the signs of dementia and some of the degradation that can happen. But Gwen, what if, let's say I'm a bloke and I'm older.
You are a bloke, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am. But when I reach a riper age than what I'm at now, but I've never been a dancer, are you saying that I can front up to Dance Health Alliance and be part of this, even if I've never been a dancer before?
Absolutely. We love the best people there. I have two left feet. you know, we know that there's no experience necessary. And the moment you walk through that door, we just call everybody dancers.
Even those of us who do feel like we've got two left feet. And at Dance Health Alliance then, Gwen, what happens? Like, are you doing choreographed routines? Are you putting on shows? What goes on?
Yeah, so not at all. In our community classes, are called Dance Moves classes. And in our community classes, they start seated and they are an eclectic style of dance. So you actually leave the class going, I just danced, but I don't know what style I've done. I think I might have done a little bit of ballet. I might have done a bit of salsa. I might have even done a little bit of tap, but there's no right or wrong. It's fully inclusive. And you do not have to be a professional dancer to move.
You're going a long way towards convincing us, Gwen.
Dancing is just moving with style.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.